Dreamscape presents Remembering Jamie by Nicole Van. Narrated by Megan Green. Chapter 1. Old Kilmany Castle, Aberdeenshire, Scotland, May the 10th, 1822. Miss Ailie Fife was rather a connoisseur of despair. She instantly recognised the flavour of it. The dip of dread in her stomach, the desolation that bleached colour from the world, the hopelessness of staring up from a deep pit, wondering how she was going to get herself out of this quandary. Case in point, Ailie watched from her bedroom window as Reverend Gillespie and his wife rushed from the castle door to the waiting coach. The early hour, the trunk strapped to the carriage boot, and the way the Reverend kept glancing back at the castle, as if expecting Ailie to race out and demand answers, had been all the confirmation she needed of their intent. The Gillespies meant to leave her, to abandon her to an uncertain fate. Ailie swallowed. After everything that had transpired, after her own tireless care and dedication, they would simply walk away? Or, in this case, ride off in style in a wealthy man's carriage. Of a certainty, there would be some logical explanation for their hasty departure, something to justify, from Ailey's point of view, their heartless betrayal of her trust. Briefly, she imagined Reverend Gillespie explaining in his deep baritone. "Ailie," he would say on a sigh, his voice dragging her name out. "Ailie, it is sorrowful that we must now say farewell, but the Lord has called us to forge onward in our missionary efforts. Remember, Ailie rhymes with gaily, Miss Fife, and therefore you will find reasons to be happy, even though we are parting." But of course, in reality, the Gillespies had said nothing. The Reverend had never been one for long goodbyes, even easier to avoid the tears and recriminations altogether and scuttle off at dawn. Or was it rather that Ailie herself was not worthy of the courtesy of a goodbye? Reverend Gillespie insisted God had forgiven her sins, but the man sometimes did not behave as if he himself did. Despair tasted acidic and bitter in her throat. How was she to get home now? Had they even left her funds for the stagecoach? And how was she to explain this situation to the owner of this castle, whomever he or she might be? This trip to Scotland with the Gillespies was meant to be a visit to Mrs. Gillespie's elderly cousin, Mrs. Campbell, but was even that truth? They had arrived the evening before, passing a gleaming modern estate before...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?